For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, now let's get back to talking about basketball. Dustin Kearns, the head coach at App State. Let me read this for the masses, people. The Mountaineers, two more games left in the season, 14-2 in the league, 24-5 overall, with a home win over Auburn, swept second place JMU, and somehow like 30 spots behind them in the net. I don't understand the net at all. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be on The Fan, and I think we've got the most wins in the state of North Carolina, Adam. So.
You do. Should we have an entire...
I want to throw that in there, too.
No, let's pile all of it in here. I am here for it. Maybe what we should do is have an all-North Carolina, like, in-season jamboree basketball tournament.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm sure you'd be thrilled. What is it like? Do you have to get permission at a football school to have a great basketball program?
Well, I like to think that we're at everything school, right?
And no, you guys are great.
Yeah, and I think that not only is basketball, but you know, certainly we've had other sports join the party as well. And I think similar to what like an Alabama has done with Oates, I think that with Rick Barnes at Tennessee, Billy Donovan sort of did in Florida. Like we've certainly shown we can be good at everything. And like I said, whether it's baseball, softball, women's tennis, whatever it may be, volleyball, women's basketball, like I think that we many of us can succeed here at App State.
Dustin Kearns is joining us here, the head basketball coach at App State. Two games left in the regular season. One win will wrap up the regular season title. Is that something of significance in the bigger leagues? It's become less so. It's more of a, I don't know, like a little bit of a feather, because if you win a bigger league in the regular season, you're definitely going to go to the NCAA tournament. Obviously, it might not be the same for the Sun Belt. What are your thoughts on the regular season championship of the Sun Belt?
Well, I think it's a big deal, right? I think any time when you go, when you're trying to achieve something that's over 18 games.
Yeah.
Now, we need one more, I think, to be the one seed. And so the last time App State was the one seed in the conference tournament was 1979. You know, the SoCon used to be a north-south, right?
Right.
And App State has won the, quote, North Division. But we're in a 14-team league. It's one. There is no east or west
right.
in basketball like there is in football. So achieving something like that would be a big deal. Especially when it's nine road, nine home, like everybody's got to go through the gauntlet. That would be a big deal, I think, for our program.
How is the Sun Belt? Because it's no longer this quaint, the SoCon was so quaint and all that. It's no longer that. You're stretched out everywhere. Has the Sun Belt been a benefit to App State basketball?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think so. I think the Sun Belt is, you know, as far as a brand, when you get to not only I think the basketball continues to rise, but Sun Belt football being on national television every week now, our basketball league, we're getting national TV games as a league. Baseball is outstanding.
Yeah.
Volleyball, I think, got four at-large bids. So I think as a league, and I could keep going in other sports, the exposure, the visibility now that we get in different states across all the way to Texas, but up to Virginia, West Virginia, Arkansas, Alabama, Georgia, whatever it may be. I think that the Sun Belt has been a great for App State, and you know, as far as, you know, like I said, exposure nationally, television-wise, in all sports, but also it's just, it's extremely competitive. And that's kind of, at the end of the day, that's the kind of league you want to be a part of, right? That perception-wise is very competitive and got really good brands. And I think that's what the Sun Belt's got right now.
I mean, I think if you think about what the Sun Belt has been in maybe the last 15 or so years, you've had, you've seen schools like Western Kentucky played in the Sun Belt go go fairly far. Arkansas Little Rock was a Sun, you know, those schools have had really good tournament runs. And maybe you guys can add your name to that list of schools that get to the NCAA tournament and cause absolute heartache for so many programs.
Well, yeah, we've still got some work to do, as we know, before that. But I do think that we've got a really good team, and I think that we've been consistent. You know, I think, you know, once again, we beat Auburn. Auburn's going to be probably a two seed in the tournament, but, like, we've backed that win up with other really good wins. And so I think that we've got a really good team, and we've got but our focus right now is really on Old Dominion on Wednesday and trying to finish strong in conference.
Was there a court storming when you guys beat Auburn?
There was. Yeah, there was.
How do we feel about it? I personally, I don't think you can ban it. I think it's actually part of what separates college basketball from the NBA. I think it's fine. I'm not anti-court storming. How did you guys handle it?
You know, it that's the first court storming we've had in the home center 23 years, and I don't know about the other arena, but I know there'd never been a court storming in the home center in 23 years. It went great, right? I think it's really unfortunate what happened, this weekend with Duke, but there's field storming in football. It's part of college athletics, and the students, like, we all want students coming to the games. We all want students to be into it. Part of that is the experience of our students. And I think it's really unfortunate, right, of what happened. I don't think that's the first time something like that has happened, right?
No.
I think I don't have the solution, right, other than I think that there's been positive court stormings across the nation. This is not a isolated incident, but it's not a common one either, you know. And so it doesn't happen all the time, but you know, certainly it's a bad deal. It's kind of like shaking hands at the end of the game, right? Like you could evaluate that too,
right?
The handshake line, you know. Do we eventually just go NBA style and wave at each other? All right, like we all did during COVID, because there's instances in the handshake line we could have this same conversation with. When do we quote end the handshakes, right? Like, because there's it's emotional, you know, and there's, I mean, nothing, but like my point is, like, there's part of college athletics, there's part of the game that you can have these conversations day in and day out. And I don't know if there's an absolute right or wrong solution, because you want your students to, quote, and your players to have that experience.
Uh-huh.
You don't want the opposing team to have a, quote, injury or a bad experience, right? Fortunately for us at Auburn, our students stormed the court. Our security, our people here did a really good job of getting Auburn off the court. There was no, you know, bad experience,
right?
But like, yeah, I don't know, other than I think the.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's, I don't know. You know,
there's
a lot of things can be evaluated, obviously.
I mean, obviously it's a terrible thing that we saw. We've had the conversation about, and I don't believe we should end the handshake. I think we should be able, at the end of a game, no matter how contentious it's become, to be able to put that all aside and be, you know, even though we're young people, be grown-ups and move on. And obviously there are times where it doesn't happen that way. And that's those are the outliers, not the where we just we cross and we shake hands and we move on. The incidents are the outliers. It's important to note that. And I think that with court storming as well. So let's move the big issues to the side. Let me ask you about the environment at the home center. Has anybody put up T-shirts, printed T-shirts? There's no place like Holmes.
No, I haven't seen that shirt, but that's a great idea.
Take it. It's free.
Yeah, you should take you got to give you the credit for it.
That's fine.
That's a great one. That's a great idea.
So what is the environment like?
You know, I think we're on pace to set an attendance record if we already haven't, which is great. And I think that our students and our community have really got out and supported this team, and I think our team has earned. And so it's really helped us. It's helped us win a lot of games. It raises the level of our team. It hurts our opponent. And so, I think that it's a big part, and we keep building and building. We've had the third and fourth most biggest crowds, I think, in the home center history in 23 years, and I feel like that those people are there just to see App State, which is very important, right? Like it mm-hmm. if we can keep developing that, hey, listen, App State's playing versus who we're playing, that's the biggest thing.
Dustin Kearns, head coach, App State. Before we let you go, because we're, two games left in the regular season, then there's the conference tournament, and we understand how much work there is to be done, and fans can think about whatever, and dopes like me who talk on the radio for 3 hours a day. And by the way, shouts to ESPN Asheville, where you can listen to this. We have to sit here and speculate and talk about what we think's going to happen. But the truth is, and the players know, but how do you keep them focused on, everything we have done to this point, 29 games, will only, bear fruit if we stay focused on the next 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
Yeah, it's easier said than done, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the reality of it. But I really think that, our guys know, and so it's not something that we talk about a lot. I don't think we have to talk about it. I mean, they know what's going on, and so I think the more we would talk about it, make it a bigger deal. At the end of the day, like I talked to our guys about, like one day at a time approach, process oriented, and the hardest part about doing that is actually doing it.
Right.
Like March Madness, it's called March Madness for a reason, right? It's wild, it's wacky, it's crazy, and it's fun. That's why I love it. But, like, truly just staying in the moment and taking care. Like, today, it's easier said than done to go and just focus today. But, like, the challenge to our guys is actually doing it, mm-hmm. and just reminding them that, like, hey, like, this is the most important thing. And so be different and accept that challenge to truly stay in the moment, because we can say we're doing it or we can actually do it. And, this reminders about that, like, hey, like that's got to be our focus. And I think just, like I said, simple reminders there, but it's the position you want to, like, we've earned these conversations,
yeah,
which is great. That's what you want. Like you mentioned the court stormings are, like, at the end of the day, court stormings is a compliment to your program, because if Duke is where Duke is, so people want to storm the court when they beat Duke. Like,
yep.
At the end of the day, that's a compliment to Duke.
Sure.
Right. Now it's unfortunate what happened, but they've earned that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a compliment. Our guys have earned the these conversations, which is a compliment, but we've got to be able to handle it right and just stay in the moment. And like I said, like, we can either say that or we can do it. And I challenge them to actually do it.
And now I don't understand, as we say goodbye, I don't even know whether or not I should say, I hope they storm the court after beating App State one day. But I don't want you to lose. So I'll have to think about that for the next time we talk, and I'll have a better question about that. But
wow, it's great to be on here, and you know, really appreciate it. It's great to be on here, and as always, go Mountaineers, take the stairs.
You you're talking directly to me there. I think. Thank you very much, Coach. Good luck on Wednesday against ODU.
I love your phrase, though. No place like Holmes. I love it.
Do it.
That's a T-shirt.
You can have it, and you can take credit for it. I promise.
We'll put Adam Gold on it.
All right. Close. Thanks, man.
All right.
Thank you very much, Coach. Dustin Kearns, head coach at App State. Very cool.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.